Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah Perek Chet. Up to this point in Hilchot Tefillah, the Rambam has spoken of Tefillah as a purely individual act. In the first perek, he even emphasized that in the days before Ezra, everyone would engage in Tefillah in a manner consistent with his own feelings and his own eloquence. In this perek, the Rambam introduces the concept of communal prayer, tefillah b'tzibur, and discusses why it is important, how exactly it is done, and other important parameters of this concept. Halacha Aleph, tefillat ha-tzibur nishma'at tamid, v'afilu hayu behen chata'im, ein hakadosh baruch hu mo'eis tefillatan shel rabim. Lefichach, tzarich adam l'shatef atzmo im ha-tzibur, v'lo yipalel yichidi kol zman she'chol yipalel b'tzibur. Ulaolam yashkim adam viyariv lebeit haKnesset she'ein tefilato shel adam nishmat b'chol eit ela bebeit haKnesset v'chol mi sheyesh lo beit haKnesset b'iro v'eino nichnas l'tochal yipalel nikra shachen ra. The tefillah of the community is always accepted by Hashem, even if there are individual sinners within the community. Therefore, a person should always make an effort to daven with a tzibur rather than on his own. Aside from the preference for saying tefillah with a tzibur, the Rambam adds that one should always try to daven in a Beit Knesset, and one who lives near Beit Knesset but opts not to go there is called a shachen ra, a bad neighbor, as he is willfully distancing himself from the local community in matters of Avodat Hashem. The Gemara in Brachot says that even if one must daven alone, it is better to do so in a Beit Knesset than at home or anywhere else. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one who cannot physically join the tzibur, for instance, if he is sick and can't leave his house, should daven at the same time that the tzibur is, and in this way his tefillah joins with that of the tzibur even on some minimal level. If someone is on the road, does he need to stop or go out of his way for a tefillah b'tzibur? The Shulchan Aruch applies here the same criteria which the Rambam applied in Perek Dalid regarding looking for water to wash his hands before tefillah. If there will be a minyan within 4 mil in the direction he is traveling, then he must wait until getting there to daven. And in any other direction, he must go out of his way up to 1 mil in order to join a minyan. A mil is about 1 kilometer, so 4 mil, that's 4 kilometers, or about 2.5 miles. 1 mil, 1 kilometer, about 2/3 of a mile. Halacha bet. Umitzvah larutz lebeit haKnesset shnemar v'neida'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem. Uchishiyetzei meit haKnesset al yafsiya psiya gasa, ela yelech ma'at ma'at. Uchishiyikanes lebeit haKnesset yikanes shiur shnei petachim, v'achar kach yipalel, lekayem lishmor mezuzot petachai. One should run when going to a Beit Knesset and walk slowly when leaving it, to illustrate his desire to be there and his reluctance to leave. When a person enters a Beit Knesset, he should not stand by the door, but rather continue moving inward, double the length of the door, to show that he isn't itching to leave. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, who makes a very reasonable exception for someone whose Makom Kavua is very close to the door. Halacha Gimel. Beit HaMidrash Gadol MiBeit HaKnesset V'Chachamim Gedolim Af Al Pi Sh'Haya Lehem Bi'iram Batei Knesiot Harbei Lo Hayu Mipalin Ela B'Makom Sh'Hayu Oskin Bo BaTorah V'Hu Shipalel Sham Tefillat Tzibur. Even better than saying tefillah in a Beit Knesset is to do so in a Beit Midrash, as the ideal is to daven in the place where one learns Torah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes other Rishonim who understand that this preference for a Beit Midrash applies even if there is no minyan there, meaning it's better to daven alone in a Beit Midrash rather than with a minyan somewhere else. But this isn't the Rambam's understanding. The Beit Midrash is preferable only if there is a minyan there as well, even if it is much smaller than the minyan in the Beit Knesset. Usually we have a principle of Berov Am Hadrat Melech, the larger the minyan, the better. But the advantage of being in a Beit Midrash outweighs this principle. Halacha Dalet. V'cheitzad hi tefillat ha-tzibur, ye echad mipalel b'kol ram, v'akol shomin, v'eino sin ken b'fachot mi'asara gdolim uv'nei chorin, u'shdech tzibur echad mehen. V'afilu hayu mikzatan kvar yipalu, v'yatsu yidei chovatan, mashlimin behen asara, v'hu shiyu rov ha-asara lo yipalu, v'chein ein omrin kedusha, v'lo korin b'tora, u'varech lefaneu u'lachareh, v'lo maftirin b'navi, ela b'asara.
How does tefillah b'tzibur work?
There must be at least 10 adult men, including the shliach tzibur, who says the tefillah out loud. We'll see in Halacha Tet that he can be motzi other people, in some cases, meaning they listen to him rather than saying the tefillah on their own. It's still considered tefillah b'tzibur even if some have already said the Amidah, but at least most of the 10, that is 6, must not have done so.
Parts of tefillah which can only be done with a tzibur include kedusha, which is said during the amidah of the shlich tzibur, as well as Torah reading and the haftarah. The Rambam will elaborate on those in Prakim Yud Bet and Yud Gimel. The next halachot list more activities which can only be done with a tzibur and explain why. Halacha hei. V'chein lo ye echad mevarech birchot shma v'akol shomin v'onin acharav amein el basara v'zeu hanikra poris al shma v'ein omrin kadish el basara v'ein hakohanim nosin al kapihen el basara v'akohanim min haminyan shekol asara m'Yisrael hein hanikrain eida shnemar ad matai la eida hara'a hazot v'ayu asara shehei yatzu Yehoshua v'kalev v'chol devar shebikdusha lo yehei el betoch eida m'Yisrael Shnemar v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. V'chol elu hadvarim, im hitchilu behen basara v'alchu miktzatan, af al pi sheinan rasha'in, yigmeru hasha'ar. Birkat Kohanim, the topic of the last two prakim in Hilchot Tefillah, also requires a minyan, as does saying Kaddish, we'll come back to that, and having one person say Birkot Kriyat Shema on behalf of everyone else. This last concept is referred to in the Talmud as Poris et Hashma, and is not practiced nowadays when everyone can easily read Birchot Kriyat Shema from a sitter. The Ravid here believes that even when Poris et Hashma was done, it was only the first bracha before the morning Kriyat Shema which was said out loud, as this bracha contains the main parts of Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Bimkomo, and thus takes on a communal character when said as a tzibur. A little-known din, stated here by the Rambam, is that all these parts of tefillah which require a minyan, even chazrat hashatz, require a minyan only at the start, and can be continued even if some people leave in the middle. So as long as chazrat hashatz begins with a minyan, even if by kedusha there isn't one because people have left, the tzibur can say kedusha. But they can't say birkat kohanim, because that is considered something separate, even though it is said within chazrat hashatz. The Rambam emphasizes that one is not allowed to leave the tzibur if by doing so they are left with fewer than 10 men. Here in this halacha is the first time the Rambam mentions Kaddish, but he doesn't explain what it is. Despite the central role that Kaddish plays in tefillah b'tzibur in practice, there are very few sources in the Talmud for the concept of Kaddish, and no source in Chazal at all for the text of Kaddish, which first appears in the literature of the Gaonim. As we'll see in the next perek, the Kaddish serves as an introduction and as a closing to a distinct unit of tefillah, like the Birchot Kriyat Shema and the Amidah together. The Kaddish Yatom, recited by mourners, has no direct source in Chazal at all, and is alluded to only in a story, which suggests that someone can provide benefit to the soul of a deceased parent by being Shliach Tzibur and saying Kaddish and Baruch Hu in the parent's merit. It is not mentioned in the Rambam, and it became a widespread practice only in the time of the Rishonim and later. Why do all these parts of tefillah require a minyan, and how do we know that a minyan is exactly 10 people? The Rambam explains how we learn this. These parts of tefillah are referred to collectively as Dvarim Shebikdusha, meaning they embody an element of holiness beyond what can be achieved by an individual praying by himself. The pasuk of V'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael, connected through a common word to the pasuk from the story of Korach, of Hibadlu mitoch ha'idah hazot, note the word toch in both these psukim, establishes that sanctifying Hashem as through a Dvar Shebikdusha requires an eidah from among Bnei Yisrael. How many people and which people constitute an eidah? In the story of Chet HaMeraglim, the group of spies who sinned is referred to as an eidah, and there were 10 adult men in that group, 12 spies minus Yehoshua and Kalev, who didn't sin. Hence the conclusion that a Dvar Shebikdusha requires 10 adult men, and this is what is needed for a minyan. Halacha Zayin. V'tzarich liyot ha'asara kulan b'makom echad, u'shlech tziburim ahen b'makom echad. Chatzer k'tana, shenifritzal bimlo'a l'chatzer g'dola. V'ayu tish'a b'agdola, v'yachid b'aktana, mitzarfin. Tish'a b'aktana, v'yachid b'agdola, ein mitzarfin. Tzibur b'agdola, u'shlech tzibur b'aktana, yotzin idei chovatan. Tzibur baktana, ushtech tzibur bagdola, ein yotzin, sharei hu muflag mehen, veino imahen b'makom echad. Mipnei sheyesh lagdola, pasin mikan umikan, harei hi ki mufleget min haktana, vein haktana mufleget min hagdola, ela harei hi ki keren zavit shala. the minyan, together with the shliach tzibur, must all be located together in the same place. In the case of a small courtyard, which opens to a larger one, in such a manner that the opening between them is one entire side of the smaller one, but less than an entire side of the larger one, that is, the wall of the larger courtyard continues on both sides of the opening. The principle is that the smaller courtyard is considered a part of the larger one and can be drawn after it, but not vice versa. So, if there are 9 people in the larger and 1 in the smaller, the 1 joins the 9 and they count as a tzibur. Similarly, if everyone but the shliach tzibur is in the larger and the shliach tzibur is in the smaller, then they are considered one tzibur. But if there is 1 person in the larger and 9 in the smaller, or if the shliach tzibur is in the larger and everyone else is in the smaller, then they are not a tzibur, as the bulk of the group is in the smaller courtyard, and those in the larger one cannot be drawn after them. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam extends this principle to the case where there is tzoa in one of the courtyards. If it is in the larger one, then one cannot say Kriyat Shema or Tefillah even in the smaller one, as it is considered a part of the larger. But if the tzoa is in the smaller courtyard, then one can say Kriyat Shema or Tefillah in the larger one, as long as the smell is not detectable, as we discussed in Perek Dalet. Halacha Tet. Shliach Tzibur Motzi Et HaRabim Midei Chovatan. Ketzad, b'sha'a shu'u mipalel v'hein shomin v'onin amen achar kol bracha uvracha, harei hein kemin palelin, b'me dvarim amurim, b'mi sheno yodea lipalel, aval hayodea eino yotzei dei chovato ela b'tfilat atzmo. Anyone in the tzibur who knows how to say the Amidah by himself is required to do so. And nowadays, when we have printed sidurim, this includes pretty much everyone who can read Hebrew, assuming there are sidurim available where this tzibur is davening. But someone who does not know how to say the Amidah by himself can be yotze with the shliach tzibur if he listens and answers amen to each bracha. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies that such a person can be yotze only if he listens intently to the shliach tzibur throughout the Chazarat HaShatz, and doesn't interrupt to say anything, and takes 3 steps forward at the beginning and 3 steps back at the end, just as he would do if saying his own tefillah. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings an exception to this rule. B'me dvarim amurim, b'sha'ar hayamim chutz mirosh hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim shel yovel. אבל בשני ימים אלו, שליח ציבור מוציא את היודע כשם שמוציא את שאינו יודע, מפני שהן ברכות ארוכות, ואין רוב היודעין אותן יכולים לכוון דעתן בהן כשליח ציבור. לפיכך, אם רצה היודע בשני ימים אלו לסמוך על תפילת שליח ציבור להוציאו ידי חובתו, הרשות בידו. On Rosh Hashanah of any year, and on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, when the Musaf contains 3 long and unfamiliar brachot in the middle of the Amidah, rather than familiar brachot like on other occasions, anyone can be yotze with a shliach tzibur, even someone who knows these brachot, because it is hard to focus on something unfamiliar for a long time. The Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam's conclusion is problematic, as the Gemara on which this psak is based seems to make a different kind of exemption for this unfamiliar musaf. The shliach tzibur can be motzi people who, for whatever legitimate reason, can't come to shul at all, not even to listen. But there's no exception in the Gemara for those who are capable of saying the brachot by themselves. For this reason, as well as the practical difficulty of listening intently to the shliach tzibur for such a long time, the Tur recommends that anyone who can say brachot by himself should do so even on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam ends the perek with a list of those who may and those who may not take on the role of shliach tzibur. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein mimanin shliach tzibur ela gadol shba tzibur b'chochmato v'masav. ואם היה זקן, הרי זה משובח ביותר, ומשתדלין להיות שליח ציבור קולו ערב ורגיל לקרות. ומי שלא נתמלא זקנו, אף על פי שהוא חכם גדול, לא יהיה שליח ציבור, מפני כבוד הציבור. אבל פורסו על השמה, מי שיביא 2 שרות אחר 13 שנה. The shliach tzibur should be someone known to be wise and honest, with a good reputation and who is liked by the people. He should have a pleasant voice and be proficient in Tanakh, so he can recite psukim as part of the tefillah without making mistakes. Anyone below bar mitzvah certainly cannot be a shliach tzibur, as since he is not obligated himself in tefillah, he cannot exempt anyone else. But even someone above bar mitzvah, who has not reached the physical maturity to grow a beard, should not be shliach tzibur, as it is considered disrespect to the tzibur to give this responsibility to someone so young. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies that this refers to a permanent shliach tzibur, like one who leads the tefillah every Shabbat or every weekday. But to serve as a shliach tzibur temporarily is fine for anyone above the age of bar mitzvah. By age 20, even someone who is not physically able to grow a beard is considered old enough to be a permanent shliach tzibur. In Halacha Yud Bet, the Rambam adds that someone who cannot pronounce Hebrew letters properly and doesn't distinguish between letters which are typically pronounced differently should not be shliach tzibur. A blind person can be shliach tzibur even for shacharit, when the first bracha before Kriyat Shema speaks of Hashem creating the heavenly bodies, Yotzer HaMelorot, and this person has never seen them. Nonetheless, he can be the shliach tzibur. Someone whose shoulders are uncovered should not be shliach tzibur, as this is considered disrespectful to the tzibur he is meant to represent. And poskim extend this to someone wearing shorts or even very short sleeves. A person dressed improperly also shouldn't read from the Torah for the same reason. And a blind person, even though he can be shliach tzibur as we saw, may not read from the Torah, which requires reading directly from the text and not from memory.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.